With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump is distancing himself from Florida's move to get rid of school vaccine mandates. More from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Asked about the anti-vaccine effort in his home state of Florida, the president expressed caution. He pointed to polio and COVID vaccines as amazing. Speaking in the Oval Office, the president said you have to be careful when you say people don't need to be vaccinated, adding that some vaccines just work and people should take them. Last month, the president's health secretary, RFK Jr., announced limited access to COVID vaccines. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Addressing the Senate Finance Committee, Health and Human Services Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. shares President Trump's concerns about the closure of rural hospitals across the country.
We've had 120 rural hospitals close over the past 10 years. These institutions are not just delivering health access to rural Americans, but they are economic centers. They are cultural centers for those communities. They are often the largest employer.
The hearing's stated focus was the president's 2026 health care agenda and Kennedy's goal to make America healthy again. But Secretary Kennedy faced questions about CDC leadership in disarray and his moves to overhaul federal vaccine policy amid growing calls for his resignation. Senate Majority Leader John Thune is working with fellow Republicans to overcome Democratic delay in approving President Trump's nominees for the executive branch to function.
It is, as I said, Trump derangement syndrome on steroids here in the United States Senate. It can't be, this just can't continue. We can't function as a government in this country unless the president is able to get his people in place.
Senator Thune made his comment on the Salem Radio Network. This is SRN News. Persecution of Christians in Turkey is on the rise. More from SRN's Michael Harrington.
The Association of Protestant Churches has released a report indicating that hate crimes targeting believers went up last year. The APC says, quote, 2024 saw an increase from the previous year in both written and oral hate speech aimed at provoking hate in public opinion, both written and verbal, that was directed at Protestant Christian individuals or institutions. Over 90% of Turkey's population is Muslim. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The language used in the debate over artificial intelligence has increasingly taken on religious overtones. Jeffrey Hinton, the legendary 77-year-old programmer who helped develop AI, refers to its potential as godlike. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman says, as referred to his company, technology is a magic intelligence in the sky, while Peter Thiel, the co-founder of PayPal, says he could bring about the Antichrist. This is SRN News. Texas has passed new laws on summer camp safety after the devastating July 4th flooding.
Families of some of the children who were swept away by the Guadalupe River joined Texas Governor Greg Abbott in Austin as he signed a set of bills reacting to the deadly July 4th flooding.
Improved and safer camp safety is now law.
At least 136 people, mostly in Kerr County, were killed. The new measures prohibit summer camp cabins in dangerous flood zones, require operators to develop detailed emergency plans, and allocate funding from the state's Rainy Day Fund to help pay for warning sirens and improved weather forecasting. Audio courtesy KVUE. I'm Jennifer King.
The White House says President Trump will mark the anniversary of 9/11 next week with a trip to New York City. He'll visit the Pentagon Thursday to honor the service members. Vice President J.D. Vance will be at Ground Zero for the 24th anniversary of the attacks. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.